Hey ladies, it's my third podcast. This is Angie. I actually wanted to share with you a few things that I've learned and that I've gathered. So last Thursday, I had taught a class to the nail ladies on how to build a business. And I developed this 25-slide presentation on, you know, what the requirements are, the steps that they need to take in order to obtain their business or to build a business. And I kind of went over things such as desire, you have your assets, your furniture, finances in a row, your ducks in a line, you know, your marketing or your advertising. I also shout out some names that really inspire me that I follow and that I listen to consistently, such as Gary Vee, Jay Shetty, Tony Robbins, Jordan Peterson, like other people that I follow just as a life coach or in nature. And it was really invigorating for me because I was able to give back and contribute to the lives of other people. There were about 22 plus people. I know there was definitely 22 students, so about like 22 to 28 people in the room. But as I began, I wanted to introduce myself, and then I also wanted to know what everybody else was, like what their name was, their faith, and what their goals were after school. And the majority of them had stated that either they wanted to get jobs, but most of them wanted to own their own business, right? And that's exactly what I wanted to do. And we hear people have dreams all the time. But for me, I want to be able to inspire them and let them know, like, hey, it is obtainable, but let me go ahead and get into the nitty-gritty. And that it's going to take hard work, and it's going to have to take consistency, and it's going to take effort and energy, massive energy. And, you know, as I went down and I let them know that it's not only the knowledge or intelligence behind building a business, but it's also the knowledge within yourself that you have to change yourself in order to meet the demands of a business. And I just wanted to share with you a little bit of that, because you do need to change yourself in order to build a business. You need to have a lot of self-discipline, a lot of consistency in every aspect. And once you begin changing one little thing, other little aspects in your life begin to change. And when I chose to make that leap of faith was my beginning point. And then I started changing other little aspects. Started working out more, eating more, listening to great content. And I would encourage you to do the same. Consistency and self-discipline. Bam! Hey, ladies, it's Angie again. So I just want to give you guys some advice really quick. For the newbies, for the new nail technicians that are, you know, aspiring to become great at what they do and enhance their skill level, I want you guys to first be aware that you are going to face a lot of challenges. You're going to face a lot of negative naysayers. You're going to be receiving a lot of negative feedback. And I want you guys to become aware of that. And also aware of how challenging it's going to be for you. But if you want to become better, if you want to become great at whatever you're doing, that you need to put in the time and effort and continual practice. Create a plan, create a strategy on how you're going to enhance your skills. So we all know in this industry that our pink and whites are a pain in the ass. I'm going to tell you a story. The first time that I did a set of pink and whites, I cried. And I'm sure that everybody in the industry had some moment where they just bawled their eyes out in class or with a client. But I'm very blessed because she was very understanding, and she was the sweetest old lady. It was funny. She had some sets on. She had two broken nails, and I'm like, okay, yeah, we can do a pink and white. So I can just fill them and then replace the two. Well, I did a pink and white on and for the two broken nails. And I'd realized that the two ones that I fixed were quite pretty and vibrant and bold, and the other ones were really dull, and they didn't match. And that really just irked me in some way. And as a nail technician and as an artist, And as you ladies understand, if you see something that looks funny, you're not going to want to like let them leave looking, have their hands looking, oh, you have sisters that are old looking, and then you have two brand new sisters that are like, aha, I'm gorgeous. You know, you don't want that. You want them all to look the same. You know what I mean? And I was like, okay, well, I have a great idea. Maybe I can try to paint them. So we'll do a pink paint, regular nail polish, by the way. We can paint them on, and then I'll do a white paint. It was lumpy and clumpy, and I cried to my instructor, Sarah, who was amazing, by the way. That was my moment of crying. But what I'm saying is that even though we have those moments, don't let them get you down. You know, you might like fall to your knees crying or feel discouraged, but get back up because failure is inevitable. Those moments are inevitable. You are not going to be perfect all the time, but the thing is that you keep going, always. Hey ladies, it's your girl, Angie. So, I was thinking today, I'm like, what other advice can I give you guys? I can give you guys a lot of advice. So one thing, and I'm looking down at my coffee, my red mug of black coffee, and I love black coffee. I drink it. I probably should slow down on drinking it. But one thing that I want to suggest to you guys doing, if you want to change anything in your lives right now, currently, it's your morning routine. It's how you wake up. It's what time you wake up. And it's what you feed your mind within the first 20 minutes of when you wake up. And you're probably like, okay, I don't want to fucking wake up. I want to sleep. I want to sleep in. I'm not going to put an alarm on. I'm going to like fall asleep. I'm going to have enough rest. My kids are still sleeping. Pray to God that they don't wake me up. You know what I mean? We all get like that. I've been there plenty of times. My kids are a little bit older now and they don't bug me. So that's great. But the thing is after listening to a lot of other CEOs, entrepreneurs, I understand and I study them because I want to be like them. What are their habits? What are their rituals? What do they do that's effective in their lives that have been that has caused them to be successful in their business? And it always stems back to their morning rituals, whether it be Mark Zuckerberg, sorry, I have braces, and I have really scar tissue in my mouth. So who else is there? That Steve Jobs, Tony Robbins, you know, a lot of people, what do they do? Simon Sinek, oh my God, I love him. And it's their morning routines. It's when they wake up, you know, it's things like that. So for me personally, I'm gonna go ahead and do this. I've welcomed waking up earlier because I don't like to be rushed in the morning. That's what creates my quote unquote anxiety. Yeah, no, chaos. I'm like, no, I want a slow morning wake up. I wake up at 5 o'clock. It wasn't the easiest to transition to this, but I wake up at 5 o'clock. I get up. I used to turn my news on, but now I'm starting to avoid watching the news and TV for a lot of other reasons. I'll get into that topic later in these episodes. But I make my coffee, I drink my coffee, and I'm kind of a nerd when it comes to motivational speeches and inspiration. And so I get my coffee, I sit back in my bed, and I listen to motivational speeches. I listen to content that is put out primarily actually by Jay Shetty. I really love the person that he is and how he wants to give back to the world. And so I follow him. I do listen to a lot of other monster gurus out there, and especially Gary Vee and Tony Robbins. I love them to pieces. And by fueling my mind with that content within the first 20 minutes of my morning is what's going to set me up for the entire day. So think about what you want to give yourself and how you want your day to be. All right? Most important, set yourself up for good habits. Hey ladies, it's Angie. I'm in the salon and I was going through my Facebook page and there was a post that I had made and I really, really, really loved it. I'm gonna go ahead and read it to you. And it says, I love being edgy, ballsy, confident. A woman who speaks her mind, the truth, but humbly stated, unless it's something I'm passionate about, then you might hear my aggressive ghetto straightforward self, LOL. It's invigorating not being afraid and facing all your fears. You soon realize they're illusions. Whoever you are or want to aspire to become in life, be that person and accept everything about yourself. Be brave and courageous. And I completely agree with that. I woke up, I posted that about 7:18 in the morning, after my morning routine, and I love it. And I just want to make sure that I influence other women in this world to believe the same thing, to feel the same way about themselves. I mean, we all have issues. We all have a little bit low self-esteem or some insecurities. I mean, we're all women. We may have that, but it's overcoming those and it's facing them. And it's also accepting everything about yourself. Do that and love who you are. All right. Peace. Angie. Hey, ladies. It's your girl, Angie. So, I was thinking today, I'm like, what other advice can I give you guys? I can give you guys a lot of advice. So one thing, and I'm looking down at my coffee, my red mug of black coffee, and I love black coffee. I drink it. I probably should slow down on drinking it. But one thing that I want to suggest to you guys doing, if you want to change anything in your lives right now, currently, it's your morning routine. It's how you wake up, it's what time you wake up, and it's what you feed your mind within the first 20 minutes of when you wake up. And you're probably like, okay, I don't want to fucking wake up. I want to sleep. I want to sleep in. I'm not going to put an alarm on. I'm going to like fall asleep. I'm going to have enough rest. My kids are still sleeping. Pray to God that they don't wake me up. You know what I mean? We all get like that. I've been there plenty of times. My kids are a little bit older now and they don't bug me, so that's great. But the thing is after listening to a lot of other CEOs, entrepreneurs, I understand and I study them. Because I want to be like them. What are their habits? What are their rituals? What do they do that's effective in their lives that have been that has caused them to be successful in their business? And it always stems back to their morning rituals, whether it be Mark Zuckerberg. Sorry, I have braces. And I have really scar tissue in my mouth. So who else is there? That's Steve Jobs, Tony Robbins. You know, a lot of people, what do they do? Simon Sinek, oh my God, I love him. And it's their morning routines. It's when they wake up, you know, it's things like that. So for me personally, I'm gonna go ahead and do this. I've welcomed waking up earlier because I don't like to be rushed in the morning. That's what creates my quote unquote anxiety. Yeah, no, chaos. I'm like, no, I want a slow morning wake up. I wake up at 5 o'clock. It wasn't the easiest to transition to this, but I wake up at 5 o'clock. I get up. I used to turn my news on, but now I'm starting to avoid watching the news and TV for a lot of other reasons. I'll get into that topic later in these episodes. But I make my coffee, I drink my coffee, and I'm kind of a nerd when it comes to motivational speeches and inspiration. And so I get my coffee, I sit back in my bed, and I listen to motivational speeches. I listen to content that is put out primarily actually by Jay Shetty. I really love the person that he is and how he wants to give back to the world. And so I follow him. I do listen to a lot of other monster gurus out there, and especially Gary Vee and Tony Robbins. I love them to pieces. And by fueling my mind with that content within the first 20 minutes of my morning is what's going to set me up for the entire day. So think about what you want to give yourself and how you want your day to be. All right? Most important, set yourself up for good habits. Hey, ladies, it's Angie again. So I just want to give you guys some advice really quick for the newbies, for the new nail technicians that are, you know, aspiring to become great at what they do and enhance their skill level. I want you guys to first be aware that you are going to face a lot of challenges. You're going to face a lot of negative naysayers. You're going to be receiving a lot of negative feedback. And I want you guys to become aware of that. And also aware of how challenging it's going to be for you. But if you want to become better, if you want to become great at whatever you're doing, that you need to put in the time and effort and continual practice. Create a plan, create a strategy on how you're going to enhance your skills. So we all know in this industry that our pink and whites are a pain in the ass. I'm going to tell you a story. The first time that I did a set of pink and whites, I cried. And I'm sure that everybody in the industry had some moment where they just bawled their eyes out in class or with a client. But I'm very blessed because she was very understanding. And she was the sweetest old lady. It was funny. She had some sets on. She had two broken nails. And I'm like, okay, yeah, we can do a pink and white. So I can just fill them and then replace the two. Well, I had did a pink and white on and for the two broken nails. And I'd realized that the two ones that I fixed were quite pretty and vibrant and bold. And the other ones were really dull. And they didn't match. And that really just irked me in some way. And as a nail technician and as an artist, and as you ladies understand, if you see something that looks funny, you're not going to want to like let them leave looking, have their hands looking, oh, you have sisters that are old looking. And then you have two brand new sisters that are like, aha, I'm gorgeous. You know, you don't want that. You want them all to look the same. You know what I mean? And I was like, okay, well, I have a great idea. Maybe I can try to paint them. So we'll do a pink paint, regular nail polish, by the way. We can paint them on, and then I'll do a white paint. It was lumpy and clumpy, and I cried to my instructor, Sarah, who was amazing, by the way. That was my moment of crying. But what I'm saying is that even though we have those moments, don't let them get you down. You know, you might like fall to your knees crying or feel discouraged, but get back up because failure is inevitable. Those moments are inevitable. You are not going to be perfect all the time, but the thing is that you keep going, always. Hey, ladies. It's my third podcast. This is Angie. I actually wanted to share with you a few things that I've learned and that I've gathered. So last Thursday, I had taught a class to the nail ladies on how to build a business. And I developed this 25-slide presentation on, you know, what the requirements are, the steps that they need to take in order to obtain their business or to build a business. And I kind of went over things such as desire, you have your assets, your furniture, finances in a row, your ducks in a line, you know, your marketing or your advertising. I also shout out some names that really inspire me that I follow and that I listen to consistently, such as Gary Vee, Jay Shetty, Tony Robbins, Jordan Peterson, like other people that I follow just as a life coach or in nature. And it was really invigorating for me because I was able to give back and contribute to the lives of other people. There were about 22 plus people. I know there was definitely 22 students, so about like 22 to 28 people in the room. But as I began, I wanted to introduce myself, and then I also wanted to know what everybody else was, like what their name was, their phase, and what their goals were after school. And the majority of them had stated that either they wanted to get jobs, but most of them wanted to own their own business, right? And that's exactly what I wanted to do. And we hear people have dreams all the time. But for me, I want to be able to inspire them and let them know, like, hey, it is obtainable, but let me go ahead and get into the nitty-gritty and that it's going to take hard work and it's going to have to take consistency and it's going to take effort and energy, massive energy. And, you know, as I went down and I let them know that it's not only the knowledge or intelligence behind building a business, but it's also the knowledge within yourself that you have to change yourself in order to meet the demands of a business. And I just wanted to share with you a little bit of that because you do need to change yourself in order to build a business. You need to have a lot of self-discipline, a lot of consistency in every aspect. And once you begin changing one little thing, other little aspects in your life begin to change. And when I chose to make that leap of faith was my beginning point. And then I started changing other little aspects. Started working out more, eating more, listening to great content. And I would encourage you to do the same. Consistency and self-discipline. Bam!